Hello, everyone. So today, very excited to share our research with you. So I'm Mingyao from the Crop Science Center. And then today I'll be focused on our research, how do we transfer the symbiosis relationship from legume to the cereal crop. And my research will be especially focused on engineering the organogenesis process in barley. So before I start, I'm going to give you a brief introduction about why we do this research. So here, we especially focus on understanding how plants associate with beneficial microorganisms. And then we try to use this knowledge to help us to apply this in agriculture to facilitate using a more sustainable way to increase food production. And this is part of the NSAP project, which is short for Engineering Nitrogen Symbiosis for Africa. And the vision for NSAP project is to especially focus on how to increase the yield using a sustainable way for smallholder farmers. And why do we especially focus on the nitrogen symbiosis? It's because nitrogen is a very important nutrient for plant development. And especially the crop plant production is highly dependent on the new nitrogen resources. And this limitation in agriculture is generally overcome by using inorganic fertilizer. However, the heavy usage of inorganic fertilizer can cause some severe water pollution in many areas, like in river, lakes, or coastal area. And also, using inorganic fertilizer is an expensive solution. Not all the farmer is able to afford using inorganic fertilizer. So to develop a more sustainable way to increase our crop production is an important topic. So how do we do this? We start from learning from nature. So using the biological nitrogen fixation process. So in nitrogen fixing bacteria, they have this specialized enzyme known as nitrogenase. They are able to convert the most abundant dinitrogen form to ammonia. And this will be a reactive form for nitrogens and then can be utilized by plants and using in other biological process. However, the nitrogenase is very sensitive to oxygen. So then the plant and rhizobia establish this symbiosis relationship. So then for the legume plants, they form this specialized organ known as nodule, and then they can house the nitrogen fixing bacteria and provide a suitable nitrogen regulated environment for them to do the nitrogen fixation process. And in these relationships, the plant provides the environment and also provide the carbon resources for the rhizobia. And rhizobia will fix the nitrogen and provide the nitrogen resources for the legume plant. So that's why in the agriculture, we have the legume plant. You don't usually need to apply the extra nitrogenous fertilizer for them to grow. However, not all of the plants have this ability to associate with nitrogen-fixing bacteria. So part of the NSAP project is to engineer the plant to help them to establish this relationship with the nitrogen-fixing bacteria, especially for cereal crop. So the main purpose is to generate this self-fertilizing cereals so they are able to establish this symbiosis relationship with the rhizobia, so we don't need to apply extra nitrogenous fertilizer. And there are several different approaches for plant engineering, but in our group, we'll be especially focused on engineering the symbiosis process. So in order to do the engineering, there's four major components that we need to do, and this corresponding to the four major steps for the symbiosis relationship to establish. The first one is the pre-infection process. So we need to engineer the plant to be able to perceive the nitrogen fixing bacteria. The second part will be starts with the nodule initiation process. And then which in this step, the bacteria will start to enter the plant tissue. The third step will be focused on the nodule primordia formation, which is also start engineering the nodule organogenesis process. And then the fourth will be the mature nodule phase. So you will not only need to form this nodule structure, the cell and different tissue type inside the nodule also need to appropriately differentiate it to create the environment for the nitrogen fixing bacteria. So based on several previous studies that we know that the nodule organogenesis actually share a lot of similarity with lateral root development. And then in this process, both of the process have similar gene being activated in the, especially the early stage of the initiation. And then the plant hormone auxin also play a very important role in both of the developmental process. And several previous studies also mentioned about the auxin-induced nodule-like structure. So here we mention nodule-like structure because it's kind of like an intermediate between lateral roots and nodule. So you can see this report that mentioned about like externally applying auxin, they can induce the formation of nodule-like structure without adding the rhizobia. And then here you can see this bump-like structure between like rice and also medicago. So they also do some the anatomical analysis, and then you can see their structure are very similar. So starting from this knowledge, what we are trying to do is to engineer the nodule organogenesis in barley. So here we have two questions to ask. The first one is, how do we engineer nodule organogenesis from the current existing signal or developmental mechanism that's already exists in the barley lateral roots and nodule-like structure? The second question will be, for the engineering process, we also need to engineer the following cell differentiation steps and then introduce the nodule identity. So then the cell will differentiate it appropriately and create the environment that's suitable for rhizobia. And then actually form a functional nodule, not just a nodule-like structure. Okay, so in order to answer these two questions, I'm currently working on four different projects to answer this question and help us to move on to the engineering steps. So I'm going to give you a brief introduction about these four projects. The first one will be trying to understand the barley lateral roots developments in the different time points. And in the introduction, I mentioned about that based on current study in medicago, the lateral root formation process is very similar to the nodule initiation process. They share a lot of similarity, but our current understanding about the lateral roots development in monocot is relatively limited. And especially comparing between the dicot and monocot, we can see that in eudicot, for example, here we have tomato and medicago. They have the lateral root primordia initiate from xylem pole pericycle. But in the monocot, like rice, they have those lateral root primordia structure initiate from the phloem pole pericycle, which is pointed with the red arrow over here. So this shows us the developmental process between eudicot and monocot is slightly different. They do share some of the similarity, but there's some difference between them. So the first step before we do the engineering, we need to understand what is the barley lateral root developmental process. In order to do this, we need to have a system to induce a lateral root development at the same time. So based on previous study, in the arabidopsis system, you can use gravity or mechanical induction methods to create a bending. So here they use like a forceps to directly bend the primary root and then release the bending or rotate the plate. So then you will create this bending on the primary roots in the arabidopsis plane. And then because this bending site will accumulate lots of auxins, and then so the lateral root will emerge mostly at the same time, and then it will be easier for the following study. So adopt this method to our barley growth systems. So I grow the barley plants in the seed pouch, and then one set of plane will remain vertical, another set of plane will rotate in 90 degrees, and then the next day rotate in 180 degrees. So then this will create this very sharp curve, and then the lateral roots will start emerging out like 3 or 4 days after the rotation. And with this, then we can do a time cross study on those lateral root emerging process. So from day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, day after the rotation, then we can collect the sample for the RNA-seq analysis. And then with this, we can have a temporal understanding about the lateral root initiation process in barley. And then we can compare this with the Medicago lateral root developmental process and find out what is the similar and what is the different. Okay, so the next part will be focused on the temporal understanding for a rhizobia-induced nodule-like structure in barley. So in the introduction, I tell you about one of the important steps is to engineer plant is able to recognize the nitrogen-fixing bacteria and then also the infection process. The infection process actually have two major different types. The first one is the intracellular infection, which is the most well-studied and also the most well-known systems. Then the rhizobia will enter through this infection threat structure. But also have another category is called intercellular infection. So some of the rhizobia is able to enter the plant tissue using the crack entry. So they enter like the lateral root and primary root emerge. They have the crack generated at the junction site, and then they use those cracks to enter into the plant tissue. So this is considered to be a more ancient and less sophisticated way, but it's also a good starting point for the engineering perspective. So our research here, we especially focus on one of the rhizobia, IRBG74. This one is a legume nodulating symbiont. And they're also able to induce nodulation in legumes. They use the crack entry that I just mentioned about using those intercellular infection process. At the same time, this rhizobia also generates some of the plant growth promoting hormone, including auxins, to help the plant growth and also induce the nodule formations. And based on previous study, there's some comparison between the intracellular infection and intercellular infection. And between these two mechanisms, they share some of the similarity, but there are also some distinct signaling that's mediated between each unique infection process. The interesting thing for the IRBG74 is that they are also very efficient plant growth promoting rhizobias. So they are actually already able to establish a symbiosis relationship with some of the plants that are not in the legume category. So for example, here we can see the rice and then also arabidopsis. Based on previous study, that's IRBG74 is able to colonize on the lateral root junctions and then also help to increase the yield for the rice. And at the same time, they are also able to generate this symbiosis relationship with arabidopsis, but mostly on the surface or at the root junction. And also at the same time, because they produce auxins and also promote the lateral root formation. And in the introduction, I also tell you about the nodule-like structure. So those auxin-induced nodule-like structure, then the next idea is that can we add the rhizobia and then let them live in this nodule-like structure? So we do have some of the previous study done similar thing before. So they use the azorhizobians that's been known as a nitrogen fixer and then apply to those nodule-like structure that's in rice and medicago, and then can observe those rhizobia is actually can colonize those nodule-like structure and also the lateral root structure. So based on this information, we move on to our research. We use this IRBG74, they can produce auxins, so they can induce the nodule-like structure in barley. And then we are going to After the inoculation and getting this nodule-like structure, we are going to collect the sample and then do the RNA-seq analysis. And using this analysis can help us understanding this intermediate stage between lateral roots and nodule. What is their expression pattern different or similar to these two different structure? So this also gives us a starting point compared with the actual functional nodule. What is the missing factor or the missing pieces in this developmental process? Okay, so now I'm going to focus on the third project. We'll be using a spatial transcriptome analysis to understand both the lateral roots and also a nodule-like structure. So first, a brief introduction about the spatial transcriptome. Different from the previous mentioned RNA-seq analysis, which we call this a bulk RNA-seq, you grind the tissue and then detect the expression of all the tissue that's all together. By using a spatial transcriptome method, then you do the RNA sequencing on the slide, directly on the section. So you kept the spatial information for the transcriptome data. So in this method, then you can get each individual position and their tissue, specific gene expression at that specific tissue type. So the why do we need to use the spatial transcriptome? Because we know that the developmental process is very complicated and different cell and tissue type will have different expression profile. So identify the spatial temporal gene expression pattern can help us to have more detailed understanding about the gene regulatory process during the different stages of developmental process. It also helps us to identify potential biomarker and then also cell type specific promoter for the further engineering steps. And currently we are working on optimizing the protocol for the plant tissue. So the spatial transcriptome have been very commonly used in the animal system, but in order to apply it to the plant tissue system, we need to overcome that plant have the cell walls, and then the removing of the cell wall process will be another challenging as well. So I'm currently working on optimizing the protocol for the barley root tissue. The very last step is we are going to use all the information that we get from the previous three small projects, and then to move on to a spatial and temporal engineering on the barley plant and using some of the cell type specific promoter. So based on previous study, there are a lot of cell type specific promoter that's currently available in arabidopsis, but the equivalent in monocosystem is much more limited. So that's why the previous study can help us to understand and identify the potential candidate for cell type specific promoter. And with this, then we are also going to combine this with the STAR system, which is short for a stable root transformation system for rapid functional analysis in barley. So in traditionally, the barley transformation process, you will generate the catalyst and induce the shoots and then induce the root system. And the whole process will take about 16 weeks. And then you get the T0. And then you need several generations in order to get the T2 homozygous line. And in this STAR system, after the catalyst induction, they directly transfer to the media that induce the root formations. And then this whole process will be much shorter, only takes about 6 weeks. And since our research is focused on the barley roots, so then we can use this to do a quick functional analysis to help us identify our gene of interest and to continue for the engineering perspective. So today I tell you about the two questions that we are trying to answer in the nodule organogenesis process, and then also the four projects that I'm currently working on to help us to understand this question and then for further engineering process. At the end, I would like to thank all the group members in the Odroid group for their support and help, and also the research group from Thomas, Frank, and Dougal's providing the transgenic resources, and then also our platform that's providing the service for synthesized constructs and also generate transgenic plants. Okay, thank you so much, and then I will be happy to take your question.